Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And Christopher is back again. Christopher.
I am. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's good to... How long has it been?
In these calm times.
You were off in the Grand Canyon. You were hanging out at home. You were doing all kinds of things.
Right, but we were thinking about you, though, Drew.
All right. Well, you had a good time, right? Saw all kinds of cool things.
Sure did, yep.
Yeah, right. So we're back, and again, tonight is another open show. So you get to be the guest. You get to determine the questions that you want us to address. And, you know, you might say, you know, hey, if they answered this question for me, this could be very beneficial to me. So here's my question, Drew and Chris. Here's what I want to know. What do you have to say? So if you want to call in and ask that question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And, you know, when people call in and ask questions that are important to them, you know, I'll bet you that there's, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 100 more people that wanted to hear the same thing, because you'd be amazed that a lot of these personal finance questions are similar in every single person's life, and therefore, you know, maybe it's a slightly different, maybe the numbers are different or something, but the general gist of the question is usually similar with most people's situation. So anyway, you know, today the market dropped 3% or so, and, you know, and there are going to be a lot of people rattled saying, oh, man, it's because Biden's going to potentially win the election, and nothing could be further from the truth. You know, the market's down today because there were more sellers than there were buyers. That's why the market was down. Any media publication that says this, the market was down today because... You know, the coronavirus spike, Biden reelection or whatever, you know, or Biden election or whatever the case may be. If they say it, there's no way the market's responding to that, because the market already takes all information everybody already has, and everybody's already predicted that Biden was going to win for months now. Market.
Sure, but there's a fair amount of people in the business who are still saying, you know, I don't know if the market's convinced you, but you're right. But whatever's driving the market is not being is not on the lips of the newscasters.
No,
because they don't know.
They don't know. And the reason the markets go up and down on a daily basis is because of a popularity contest. Yeah. And we could go back into the office tomorrow and have a 2 or 3% up day tomorrow. And then all of a sudden. But, you know, my theory is that what's happened is the market had a big move up from the bottom, which was in March.
Yeah, it hit a new high in September.
It marched all the way back to a new high in September. Yep. It couldn't break through that high. And it paused. And markets do that. They pause, and all of a sudden there will be consolidation and retrenchment. And, you know, the players who have a vision as to where the market's really headed, they're trying to get the weak players out of the game and try to scare them out. And then they'll buy their stock from them at lower prices. And then they'll move the market back up into the next.
Unfortunately, not to pick on them, but, you know, a lot of the new people and the Robin Hood investors, you know, these people have been trading securities for decades. The institutional knowledge and the things that they do, you have no idea.
It's amazing what they do. So anyway, we're going to go to Mike in Falston and just find out what we can do for him. Mike, how can we help you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My son's got a large credit card debt.
Okay.
He's wondering about borrowing money from his retirement account. He's Baltimore County Fire Department. Borrowing money from them to pay the 9% debt on the credit card.
So the question, Mike, is an interesting one, and it's a difficult one to completely answer without knowing the full statistics. So I just want to give you the general framework of what I would be thinking about, okay? If somebody was sitting in front of me with that situation. Now, the question that I would ask them first and foremost is the debt that you've accumulated something that you will be able to pay off without you going into a complete austerity of some sort? You know what I'm saying? In other words, is this a irreparable amount of debt that he has that sooner or later he's going to probably end up having to claim bankruptcy? If that were the case, that would be the last thing I would let him do, is borrow money from his 401k, because his 401k is a completely protected asset in any form of bankruptcy. So if he takes the loan out, it's going to be gone with the, you know, and he'll never, he's going to have to continue to pay on that loan forever. Whereas if he has to file bankruptcy someday because his debt is just too large to take care of, then I would say, don't do it. Just go ahead and file bankruptcy and get your life back together again. Now, if you say, no, he's not going to file bankruptcy, it's not that bad a debt, it's just high interest rate, then I would say that is a serious probability that I would consider taking the 401k loan to do that.
Okay.
Did I did I confuse you more, or did I help you? You don't think he's in that? You don't think his debt is that bad?
No.
Okay.
It's like $30,000 or something like that.
And how much does he make? He probably, he makes how much?
Oh, I don't know how much he makes.
Well,
he's with the fire department.
So he's probably making 60 or 70, something in that part, right?
Yeah.
And is does he have a mortgage, or is he living at home? Does he have a lot of expenses?
Well, he's married, but the mortgage is in his wife's name.
Okay.
So he can't take a you know, home equity loan.
So then if he has the money in the 401k, and if he's committed not to running up the credit card debt anymore, that's the next criteria.
Yeah, that's the big question.
He cannot run. It's like a, you know, it's like a hole, Mike. You ever dug a hole and put the dirt back in the hole and the hole never gets filled up again? If you borrow money on credit cards and then you pay it off and then you run it back up again, that hole gets deeper and deeper and deeper. So you have to get him to commit to, I'm going to do this 401k loan, but I am committed not to running credit card debt up again, period. Whatever he has to do to stop that. All right?
All right. And what about these, if you declare, you can tell the credit card company it's uncollectible and get one of those companies that renegotiate.
Well, that's a possibility, but you're going to have to stop payment on those loans for quite a while before before that they're going to willing to negotiate.
Yeah.
All right. I got to run to traffic, my friend. Good question.
All right.
All right. We're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in right now, I'm going to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
To more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And Chris gets weirder and weirder with his music all the time, you know. So anyway,
Chris the producer. Hey, he's,
Chris the producer.
He's solid. I mean, he knows.
You
he
and
knows
he
his
are
music.
In the same camp, you know. You're
he knows his music.
You're buddies in that, you know, regard. But I'm going on with the show here. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and join the open show where you get to ask any question that is important to you, like Tom wants to ask in a second. He's going to ask a question on loans, but maybe you have a question on Social Security. There's lots of people that like to ask questions on Social Security. Maybe you have a question on Medicare. Maybe you have a question on the stock market. Dropped 3%. Oh, my gosh. You know, what are we going to do? And
you have a question, you know, about required minimum distributions from your IRA this year.
Required minimum distributions, your IRAs, 401ks, like the, you know, like Mike earlier asking about 401k loans for his son-in-law. You know, there's all kinds of different topics, estate planning, elder care planning, you know, wills, powers of attorney. You know, that if it affects your personal finance, you want to ask a question, 410-922-6680 if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. We'll go to Tom in Towson. Tom, how can we help you?
Good evening. I have about $150,000 in a non-qualified brokerage account. I want to transfer it into a portfolio of ETFs, but I don't want to do it all at once. I want to do it gradually.
No, so wait, let me get a clarification of the terms you're using. So when you said non-qualified brokerage account, were you referring to like it's in an annuity of some sort, a non-qualified annuity?
No, it's just a regular brokerage account. It is not an IRA.
Okay, so it's individual stocks, it's mutual funds, what?
Right now it's in a money market. I want to invest it in a portfolio of ETFs.
Okay.
But how, I just want to do it gradually. Would you suggest like $10,000 a month over period of 15 months?
Any strategy you want to use. They call that dollar cost averaging. So you could dollar cost average it in monthly. You could dollar cost average it in quarterly. You could dollar cost average it in three lump sums. You know, you can do anything you want, and nobody's going to know what the right solution is, Tom, until we get to the future. When we get to the future, the answer might have been you should have put it all in once right now. When you get to the future, the answer could be that you should have done it monthly.
Let me ask you, Tom, so how long are you going to let the money sit untouched?
Once you get it in there,
right.
It's at least 5 years.
So, you know, if the market, if you start putting money in, $1,000 a month, let's say, and the market drops 30% over the next 10 months. Is that going to bother you?
No.
Okay.
I continue putting it in, but if it were your money, would you put it, $150,000, would you put in $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month?
If it were my money and I were investing it and I said I don't have a need for it for 5 years or so, I'd invest it 100% right away.
Why?
Well, because I can't predict whether the market's overvalued right now or not. You know, I was in the camp that, you know, this virus was going to hold the market down for quite a while. But it didn't. And I can understand now why, because the Federal Reserve is incredibly accommodative. So, you know, I can't predict. I know I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot tell you what the market's going to do this week, next month, next the month after that, the month after that, et cetera, et cetera. But I can tell you that I feel fairly confident in 2025, the market's going to be higher.
Okay.
So that's just the way we do it. Now, it doesn't mean that that has to be your way, and it doesn't mean it's going to be the perfect solution. It's just that we have learned over time, our experience has been, that when we try to guess what the market's going to do on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week, month-to-month, et cetera, and say, well, we're going to gradually ease this in, we're typically wrong. And so we don't like being typically wrong anymore. So we just pretty much invest the money right away and leave it at that. Now, there's exceptions to that. The exception is when the Federal Reserve is not accommodative like they are right now, In other words, they're raising the interest rate. And then we would be a little more cautious because that is one of the few indicators that you can pretty much count on, that if the Fed is not accommodative, your market's going to have a struggle for a while. But that's not okay. What's happening at this point in time.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, that's the thing that investors, you know, the everyday investor wants to hit the bottom and buy and get out at the top every week, every month, every quarter, whatever.
Sure.
And, you know.
I like the saying that one of the people we read says, you know, investments is a process over time. It's not a point in time. But if there's cash and you're going to put it all in markets, I mean, if you want to do something over a couple of months, 2-3 months, that's not going to.
Yeah, I would agree with you that if he's still concerned, I would, you know.
That at least helps you psychologically.
Yeah, so he said he had, what, 150?
150,000.
Right. So I'd put 50 in now, right. Wait until the end of November, put in another 50. Or if you get a downturn in November and you say, hey, this is a pretty good downturn, even though it's only November 15th, I'm just going to put my next 50 in. And then in December, you know, he sees how things are going, he puts his last 50
Market's in. Down almost 10% at the end of today from a September 2nd high. So not a bad time.
Yeah. So, you know, anyway, we're on an open show tonight, Chris, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. And their lines are completely open. And those that call in when we have completely open lines, they're the ones that get the most time. Like we basically spent with Mike and Tom.
Sure.
You know, we spent some good time
with
them.
So people are just tuning into the station and they hear us talking about now's a pretty good time. We don't know what the best time to do it is.
We have no idea.
All you know is that there's a guy, you know, we used to talk with who would say, you know, he's saying 5 years is his time frame, which is a little, you know, short in my estimation, right? You like to see people going to leave it in there a little longer. But in, you know, in 5, 10, 15 years, you're going to leave it in that long. No one's really, you're not going to go back and say, hey, I shouldn't have done it that moment in time. It's a matter of if you're going to put it in, can you leave it in there?
Yeah. Well, there are very few, very, very few 5-year periods of time where the market hasn't been positive.
Right.
And there are no periods of time that the market has been negative over 10 years.
No, I don't disagree with what you said. I'm just saying I like a longer longer time horizon.
You know, you have to really get into the goals and objectives of an individual to figure out what they're really talking about,
sure.
You know.
Right.
So anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. You know, we only have a few seconds to go before we go to our next pause. But, you know, there are a lot of people who've been out there trying to say that, you know, if Biden gets elected, this market's going down. Trump's one of them. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Sure.
And, I mean, people said the same thing about Obama, you know, and yet the market went up. It went up over the entire 8 years that he was in office. And
he also had a pretty low starting point.
Very low starting point. But the point is that it went up every single year. He never had a bear market in his entire time that he was in office. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, if you're take credit for it, President Trump, you've got to say you got to let President Obama do the same.
Yeah. The point is that there is no such thing as a president actually being the one that makes a market go up or down. It's the Federal Reserve chairman,
sure.
In my opinion. That's always the person to watch, not the president.
Sure, but I tell you, McCain in that 2008 time frame, he wasn't doing himself any favors. He didn't instill a lot of confidence. I mean, he didn't win in the end.
Right.
But his lack of leadership was just, you know, to me, you know, short term was a negative.
Yeah.
If he would have been in there.
Anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680. And we're going to take another pause with traffic, and we're going to be right back. Lines are open, so feel free to call in, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
One of the great songs of the early 70s.
I don't know about that.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, I know who it is, Chris, but, you know,
of course you do.
It wasn't Sergeant Barry Sadler and the Green Beret or anything.
No,
you know.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. There's still a couple open lines, and Tony's there waiting, and we're going to go to him in a second. But if you want to call in while we're talking to Tony, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And Tony in West Baltimore, what's up, my friend?
Anthony, yeah.
Anthony, I called you Tony.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like Tony. Do you like Tony?
No, Anthony's one name, man.
We have a nephew, and they always call him Anthony.
Oh, okay.
He's from Pittsburgh. He's from Anthony.
Anthony's my radio name.
Okay, well, radio name Anthony. I'm sorry. Let's hear your question, my friend.
I need some clarification on annuities and their potential to provide income in my retirement. Is there some kind of formula for the amount that you put in and the amount returned, or I'm just now starting to delve into these matters, and I just want to start clearing up my gray areas about retirement, and that's one of the
That's a good question, Anthony, and so the answer to the question is complicated, and. So the benefit of annuities is that when you put your money in them, no matter how long you live, the insurance company is going to continue to give you money, okay? So the positive to annuities is that if you live to be 90 or 100 or 105, you know, you're going to just continue to get your income, okay? The negative to annuities is that the insurance companies aren't known to be benevolent. In other words, there, you know, if your rate of return opportunity on the stock market or bond market or whatever was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%, the rate of return on the annuity is going to probably be, you know, 5%, 10% less than whatever you might get from the markets, because that's how insurance companies make their money. Okay, but if your main concern is life expectancy.
Longevity, yep.
Then, you know, the annuity has some benefits to it. Now, one of the detriments to the annuity is that the minute you go into it, to get that guarantee from the insurance company, you also have to guarantee you're not going to touch anything more than what they're going to give you. Whether it's a guaranteed withdrawal annuity or a immediate annuity, and there's all kinds of different types of annuities to get this guarantee, there's no ability to continue to go back to the well and say, I need more money out of that because I need to buy a car this month or whatever the case may be. It just isn't going to be available. When you do that kind of thing, it's going to disrupt the lifetime payments that you got on there. So the answer to your question gets complicated.
No, that's pretty simple the way you explained it.
Okay.
My other question is, you know, how do you calculate the amount you put in? You know, I know that.
Okay, so that's going to come down to another thing. So the first thing we would do, and here's the key, big key about annuities, is you've got to stay away from the annuities where somebody is making a commission off of them, where you got commission salespeople selling these products to you, because the commissions are so egregious, in my opinion, so egregious that a good hunk of your retirement is going to go into somebody's pocket when you buy commission. For example, the typical $100,000 annuity is going to pay some commission sales agent probably up to $10,000 for your $100,000 going in there. Or at the very least, it's going to pay $6,000 of your $100,000. That could be a whole year of income off of $100,000, you know? And it's going into somebody's pocket just because they sold it to you. So you got to be aware of that. The second thing you do is you've got to sit down and do an analysis. You got to sit down with one of these retirement computer programs or get somebody to do it for you and say, okay, how much do I want to live on in retirement? Is it $5,000 a month? Is it $2,000 a month? Is it $3,000 a month? How much am I going to get from Social Security? How much am I going to get from pensions? Now, how much do I still need to fund after I take pensions and Social Security into the consideration? Let's say it's $1,000 a month, and let's say I've got $200,000 in my 401k to invest. All right? So now I'm going to take that $200,000, I'm going to say, is that enough to generate the rest of that income in that equation? And how am I going to do it? What type of annuity am I going to use? And that's where it starts to get complicated, my friend. So, you know, that
it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing.
That's my point is that if somebody only needs $200,000 to fund their differential, but they have $400,000, they could leave $200,000 off the table and keep it invested and keep it liquid for those cars and trips and things like that.
Well, so I guess I'm working the equation backwards, because all I would basically look to have is just a $500 return off of an investment. $500 a month.
$500 a month. How old are you in general?
63.
So, you know, somewhere in the 150,000 category should get you that pretty easily from a guaranteed withdrawal annuity. Do you think you could come up with that kind of money?
Yeah, I could. I look at that amount of money, though, 150, I mean, it is a sure thing, and it is, you know, hands-off, and, you know, and I can forget about it. But, you know, there are some things that, like, shit, I could probably get two properties and have, $1,000 return.
There you go. That's a whole different thing. But the problem with that is what if they need repairs? What if the tenant destroys the place? And next thing you know, you have to go in there and clean it up and fix it up and so forth.
Yeah. That's the way it, you know. So
yeah.
I appreciate, you know, y'all, you know, you say it was complicated, but you broke it down pretty simple.
I'm glad I did that for you. That's what we're here for. All right, Anthony, good question. Very good question.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You take care, and we're on an open show tonight, Chris. We only have a few seconds until our next pause, and we have one caller every quarter hour. That's what we're going for this night. You know?
Good calls.
They're very good calls. And if you want to call in for the last quarter, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680.
Yeah, just to follow up with Anthony, when he said that, there are some lower fee, no commission annuities.
Well, a lot of them now are no fee.
Right.
You know, like he could go to Vanguard or Schwab, or they might have some internal fees that the annuity companies pay into the brokerage firm. Right. But it's a trivial amount per year. And if he ever wants to stop and get his money back or whatever, he can have it anytime he wants. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing type scenario. So, but the word annuity is complicated because it can be used in a broad section of different types of words. Tax sheltered annuity, immediate annuity, guaranteed withdrawal annuity, variable annuity, fixed annuity, indexed annuity.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
That's why we do that. We use the words over and over to complicate the public so that we have a job. You know? That's the cool thing. IRA, simple IRA, SEP IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA.
We don't make the rules. We just learn them and pass them on.
Yeah, right. Anyway, we're going to go to a pause with traffic. We're going to be right back. You want to get online, 410-922-6680, and we'll look forward to talking to you. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ah, Funky Business. I love it. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're on an open show. And if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. We do have Paul on the line, so we're going to go to Paul in a second, but we probably have time for another caller or two, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question. So we're going to go to Paul in Dundalk. Paul in Dundalk, how can we help you?
How you doing? Yeah, my wife passed away in 2019, so on our 2019 taxes, I was still able to claim married. But on 2020, I will have, is it accurate to say that I will have to claim single is all that I can claim? I'm 73, so I don't have any kids at home. Is that accurate?
Yes, absolutely accurate. So it's okay. it's your marital status on December 31st of a year. So if on December 31st of the year you're you started the year single. Now I should take that back. If you have a spouse that dies during the course of a year, you can file joint for that year, even if they only lived a day or two. But on December 31st, if for that whole entire year you were not married and still not married on December 31st, then you're not married.
All right. Now, she had a 457B that she was getting her RMD the year she passed away, and they used the multiplier, I'm going to say, of 0.26. Now, after I let them know that she passed away, for that year, she used that multiplier. But for 2020... they went to a single-payer table, and they're using a 0.15 multiplier, which means I'm getting almost twice as much from her 457B. Is that accurate, or can I?
Lots of problems there, okay? So let me explain. Let me tell you your error first, okay? You need to, before December 31st of this year, my friend, you need to contact the 457B, and you need to tell them you want to do a direct rollover into your own IRA.
That's what they had told me. But when I do that, then I lose, quite honestly, she was getting 3.5% on her money. And
well, you could go to your own, I hear what you're saying about the 3.5%, but if you want to get away from that, you're going to have to roll it over to your own IRA. And if not, you're going to get forced to take out larger amounts.
Well, that's what they said too.
Now wait a minute. There's still another part to this equation.
Okay.
You have no required minimum distribution in 2020. That's the law. They forgave RMDs for 2020 completely, fully, absolutely, without exception.
Right. Well, we did that. I did that. I did not take the RMD for 2020. I did that. That is accurate. Yes.
Okay. Well, then good. Now, you roll over that money to your IRA before the end of this year. And you're going to go back to your own what's called the minimum distribution tables, right? The traditional one where it's you and somebody traditionally 10 years or theoretically 10 years younger than you.
Right.
That's how that table is calculated. They were doing her calculation, it was probably 3.6-3.8%, and when they'll do your calculation, it's going to be somewhere around 4% at the most.
Right. But see, when I do that, then I lose the ability to get that fixed 3.5% interest rate, good, bad, or otherwise. It was just solid. It didn't fluctuate. I lose the ability to get that because that was only available in her 457B through her employer.
Right. Yeah, and I understand that, but you know, yes. If they're not willing to set up your own account as a surviving spouse, that you can keep that, then your only option to get away from that is to go to an IRA.
All right. Well, I appreciate you verified. You know, basically what I had heard. Okay. So now we've said all of that, and I'll let you go. Where do you see the market going on November 12th? When we finally find out who's president.
Well, we say it all the time. We don't think the market cares who's president. What the market cares about, my friend, is the Federal Reserve chairman. Federal Reserve chairmen are a million times more important to the stock market than presidents. Presidents can affect an industry. They can affect a specific market, like the Chinese stock market. Trump beat up on China, and the China stock market did poorly because of all the things that he was doing and saying to them. The market, Obama beat up on the coal industry, bankrupted 90% of the coal stocks in the country. Okay, so they can affect industries, but they don't tend to affect the market as a whole. And so, you know, whoever gets elected, you know, and actually the funny thing is that if you look at the history of it, and this is just coincidence, this isn't because Democrats have done anything good, but the coincidence is that markets have done better with Democrats in office than it's ever done with Republicans in office.
Yep.
On average, but it's a coincidence. It's not because Democrats do anything better for the markets or not.
And a gentleman said that this morning, and I had heard that. So, yes, well, you have a great time. Be safe, and I appreciate your help, and I listen all the time.
All right, Paul. Good question. Very good question.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's a great question.
Yeah, and, you know, some of our listeners might wonder, what the heck is a 457B? So a 457B is a governmental deferred compensation plan. So if you work for the, you know, for a school system or for the state of Maryland or Baltimore County, I know Baltimore County specifically has a 457B. Not all school systems have one.
Right.
Not all states have one, you know, but it's a governmental deferred compensation plan that looks and acts like a 403B if you're a teacher. And it looks and acts like a 401k if you're more common type of employer savings plan. So that's what he was referring to. It can only be offered through a governmental organization, the 457B. And that's where, you know, his wife probably worked, is in a government somewhere in this state. I would probably guess Baltimore County if I had to guess, but it may not have
sure.
been another one.
Right.
Anyway, we're on a open show, but we're finished. You know, we have only a minute left. Chris isn't going to answer the phone if you call in, so don't even try, because even if I said, Chris, answer the phone, he'll look at me and he'll just smile. And he'll say, I'm not going to answer the phone even if you want me to answer the phone, because you're not my boss.
Well, here's another piece of information I know you've been dying to hear, right?
Yeah.
So, not cause and effect, but so when the Dodgers win the World Series, Republicans win the presidency.
Really? And who won the World Series?
The Dodgers won the World Series.
Oh, okay.
Last night.
So that's so happened, two times in history that there was an election and the Dodgers?
I just saw the brief headline. I didn't look at the particulars.
Right.
They haven't won in a while. They have not. Okay.
1998. Last time. There was no election in 1998. So what is it? Every time they win an election, the next election is the president is a Republican. So there you go. There's fun facts, but those are weird coincidences. It's like the Super Bowl thing, you know. If the one Super Bowl, which is it, the NFL wins, then the market goes up, and if the AFL wins, the market goes down. You know, like ridiculous. Anybody who's going to listen
like,
to that.
Like 2 years ago, was it last year? Last year, somebody told me we saw this certain type of caterpillar. We were golfing. They said, oh, that means it's going to be a terrible winter. It's going to be a terrible winter.
woolly mammoths, caterpillars.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
It wasn't a terrible winter.
Anyway, this is True Tignanelli saying God bless. Things are going to be just fine. Show them the way you feel.
are gonna be much better.